This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news stories from May 12, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. Ex-servicemen will be given preference by McCall Construction engineer Stewart. The company has had the contract for Hard Road to be built from Elgin to Marengo. Some 50 men will be hired for the construction project, and work is likely to take all summer. Dr. George Rupert was selected by physicians in Elgin to head the Elgin Physicians Club. The meeting was held at the Elgin State Hospital. Dr. Ralph Hinton of the hospital is outgoing chair of the group. The group approved of a bill for consideration in the General Assembly that would identify a county medical officer similar to those appointed in individual communities. Agnes Lathan of Wellington Street in Elgin appears to be the first in the area to be a recipient of an air mail letter. Lieutenant Eugene Johnson pilots the mail plane that transports mail by air from Chicago to Minneapolis. On a recent flight, he dropped the letter to Lathan from his machine with a parachute attached. Lathan received the letter with an Elgin postmark after someone retrieved the parachuted letter and delivered it to the local post office. From there, it reached Mrs. Lathan. The letter was from relatives of the pilot. Fall and winter coal supplies are best to be set aside now, according to President C.H. Markham of the Illinois Central Rail System. He indicated the miners are producing plenty of coal and the rail system has capacity to move it from southern Illinois to the Elgin area. Markham indicated more than 255,000 rail cars are at the ready to move coal. Markham suggested that the booming economy will call for transporting commodities other than coal in the near future, and area residents should make plans for the coal supplies now to avoid a missed opportunity to save. Those were the headline news stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the World Wide Web at www.elginhistory.org.